what did we really miss out?
Can I just say that I'm sorry to be stopping on such a note of despair. And I would have liked to talk, if we had had time, and it doesn't really fit in, but I would have liked to talk about stories, and particularly about somebody like Tolkien, who has a very strong view of the relationship between fairy tales in particular and hope. And he, as you'll remember, he says that just as tragedy is the true form of drama, so fairy tales are the true form of story, and that the essence of fairy tale is the happy ending. And so he thinks that fairy tales teach us somehow that despite much evidence, there might be what he calls a eucatastrophe at the end, a return, an unexpected return of the good, a joy, as he calls it, from beyond the world, poignant as grief. And I really like that, and I think it fits in with Kant's view of the summum bonum of the good. I mean, this idea that our most deeply and sort of tremblingly held hope is that when all is said and done, the good and the happy are one. The good will be the happy, and goodness and happiness will not be in conflict anymore. And so stories for Tolkien teach us perhaps the virtue of maintaining that kind of hope. And so literature can be part of the practice of virtue, answering a little bit to this question, well, how can we practice something like hope? Well, maybe by reading fairy tales.